Paddy Bain a jockey and told him to take the dog to old Barnes at the Green Dragon, for he never wished to see it again.
Yes, it's all very intriguing. I'm not clear, yes, what you want me to do in this matter, Mr. Mason. Can't you make it more, more definite?
Perhaps this will make it more definite, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, perhaps it will. Good Lord. A charred fragment of bone. Where did you get it?
There is a central heating furnace in a cellar underneath Lady Beatrice's room. It's been off for some time, but Sir Robert complained of the cold and had it on again. Harvey, he's one of the stable lads, has charge of it. He found the bone when he was raking the cinders this morning. He didn't like the look of it.
Oh, not why. What do you make of it, Watson?
It's the upper condyle of a human femur.
Exactly what I thought. When does the lad tend to the furnace?
He makes it up every morning, leaves it.
Then anyone could go there during the night.
Well, that's correct.
Can you enter it from outside?
There's one door from the outside. There's another which leads up by a stair to the passage by Lady Beatrice's room.
Yes, these are deep waters, Mr. Mason. Deep. But rather murky. Now, you say that Sir Robert was not at home last night.
No, sir.
No. Then whoever was burning bones, it was not he.
That would seem to be the case.
I think we might take a look into this, Watson. Yes, you might perhaps make the Green Dragon our headquarters.
And keep an eye on her ladyship's spaniel.
Is there good fishing in that part of Berkshire?
Well, sir, I've heard there are trout in the mill stream. There's pike in the whole lake.
Oh, well, that's good enough. Well, Watson and I are famous fishermen. Are we not, Watson?
Ooh, complete anglers, Holmes.
It might be best if we don't see each other, Mr. Mason. But a note will reach us, and no doubt I could find you if I need to. You should address us in future at the Green Dragon. We should reach there tonight.
Get down. Get down, Satan.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I don't know what come over.
You've got our telegram, I take it.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll put you in the two rooms at the back, overlooking the garden.
Get down. What's the matter with you?
I'll get the boy to take your bags up and your fishing tackle. There's no mistaking what you come here for, sir.
A famous place for trout, I believe. That's what we've heard.
Well, not exactly here, sir. You'll best try the Verret.
The Verret?
It's about 3 miles out on the north side of the village, sir. You'll be bound to find trout there.
What about the Hall Lake and the chance of a pike?
Oh, whoa, that would never do, sir. You might happen to find yourself in the lake before you were through.
Well, how is that, Mr. Barnes?
Well, it's Sir Robert, sir. He's terribly jealous of touts.
Do he look like touts?
Oh, goodness, no, gentlemen. But Sir Robert is mighty suspicious of any stranger who comes within these parts. The Hall Lake's not a quarter of a mile from his training quarters. If he sees you there, he'll be after you, sure as fate. Ain't taking no chances, Sir Robert ain't.
Who is this, Sir Robert?
Sir Robert Norbiton. He has a horse centred for the Derby.
And he fancies his chances, I take it.
Oh, yes, sir. We've all of us put our money on the horse, and Sir Robert's backed him with everything he possesses. I suppose you ain't by any chance on the turf yourself, sir?
Good Lord, no. Just two weary Londoners with the need to put some good Berkshire air into their foggy lungs.
Well, you're in the right place for that. There's a deal of it lying about. But mind what I've told you about Sir Robert. He's a sort that strikes first and speaks afterwards.
You think we're likely to come across him?
Well, not for a day or so, sir. He's gone up to London. But I don't want no trouble if you two go straying about the park and he finds out that you've been putting up here. Just to keep clear of the park, if you please, gentlemen.
You need not concern yourself about that, Mr. Barnes. We certainly shall.
By the way, that was the most beautiful spaniel that made such a fuss when we arrived. Was it bred locally?
What you say was. It was Sir Robert himself who gave it to me. That's why I have to keep it on a lead. It would be off back to the Hall in a jiffy if I gave it its head.
Would it indeed?
Well, if you'll forgive me, gentlemen, I mustn't stay here gossiping. Just let me know if there's anything you want. As I say, the Verret up by Alt's End is the place to take a trout or two.
We'll give it a try, Mr. Barnes. Thanks for your advice.
Well, if there's anything you require, gentlemen, just ring the bell.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. We're getting some cards in our hand, Watson. That's not an easy one to play, but we may see our way in a day or two. And since Sir Robert's still in London, we might perhaps enter the sacred domain without fear of bodily assault. There are one or two points on which I'd like reassurance.
You have a theory, Holmes?
No, it's too soon for anything so substantial. But of this, I am sure. Something happened a week ago which has cut deep into the heart of the Shoscombe household.
And what do you suppose that could be?
Oh, we can only guess at it from its effects. And they seem to be of a curiously mixed character.